This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I wonder what's going to be the moment we're all talking about tomorrow from Guitars and Stars. You know, it's usually something. Something will happen.
Yeah, some sort of duet or, you know, final moment or something like that.
Some drama. I don't know. There will be something exciting. There always is. There always is. And I was just sitting here thinking of some of my favorite Guitars and Stars moments from all the years I've been here, whether it's seeing Taylor Swift when she was 15, an unheard of Luke Bryan who made a origami cowboy hat out of a Jenny Light 12-pack box.
I forgot about that.
And I wore that on stage. John Rich in his cowboy suit. Oh, that drunk guy that face planted that year nobody had ever heard of. And I remember one year
when Michael Ray and Carly Pierce fell in love.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a little budding romance begin at one.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that will happen at tonight's show, and it'll be, you know, our thing for this one. I remember one year with Rodney Adkins, and I forget the circumstances, but, oh, God, do you remember the power struggle year with the host, with Rodney Adkins and Joe Nichols?
Remind me.
It was at the Dome, so it was it was years ago, and I think we had booked, oh my gosh, one was the host, and by the time the show came around, I think Joe had blown up. I think it was around the time of Gimme That Girl, because remember we stopped the show and presented Joe with a plaque for that song going number one?
I do remember that, yes.
It was during that show, so I think Rodney was booked as the host, but once the show came around 3-4 months later, Joe was hotter than a pistol. Mm-hmm. At that moment, like, he had the number one song in the land, his album was doing well, and I don't know, the crowd was just responding more to Joe, which caused Rodney to kind of like try to ham it up more, and it just came across in a weird, like, jealous power struggle kind of a thing.
Oh,
it was very interesting to watch that whole deal.
Ego.
Yes, very much so. It was crazy. One of my favorites was when I'm up on stage introducing the acts, and it was Clay Walker. And I know what you're saying. Who's Clay Walker? But I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, Clay Walker. And dude never came out. He was still in the shower.
I remember that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the worst, man.
We all looked over at the stairway, and no one's coming up.
Yeah, that was it, man. Nothing. Nothing. So I don't know what it'll be tonight.
But. So what did you do? You were like, just call the next one?
Yeah, that's what I did. And we started the show without him. And then I think we were a couple songs in, and he comes out there with wet hair. And it's like, hey, thanks for going all out for our listeners, buddy. We appreciate it. Well, I found it. The Blake Shelton poem for Guitars and Stars we referenced before the news a few moments ago. I got good news and bad news. Good news is we can share this. Some listener posted this on YouTube in May 9th of 2008. And I guess this was a thing, because when I was on YouTube here, I guess Blake did poems at every show, or a lot of his shows, and he would tailor them to the town and station he was there performing for.
I would like to think ours was special, though.
Was...
I actually wrote this today. It's on the back of this double tree thing, which is where Jake Owen is staying.
Yeah, Jake Owen was sitting next to him on the stage, and it looks like that James Otto guy was on the lineup, and there's some ball-headed person from American Idol on here, but Blake curses in the poem, so I can't play it on the air. He drops a couple of the...
And when you know it, the guy who recorded it is standing in the back row, too. So
of course. You know. Yeah. But no eight, man. You know, we didn't have HD phones, I guess.
10 years ago.
I know it.
Yeah, that was probably taken on a flip.
Wow.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, where do you want me to put this? On our Facebook?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Somebody wants to see it.
Perfect.
Pulling this one up here. Somebody texted in. Do you remember when you got mad at Joe Diffie?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, that was my first ever Guitars and Stars. Mm-hmm. I was brand new to the station. I was still working 7 to midnight, and my mom flew into town for Guitars and Stars. She was a huge Joe Diffie fan, and he was the host. If you don't remember Joe Diffie, prop me up. Beside the jukebox, John Deere green. Mm-hmm. I mean, just velvet tones. So I'm doing a live broadcast as everybody's leaving. I'm in the lobby of the Dome, and I'm live on the air, and I'm going to interview Joe Diffie. And as I'm waiting to go on the air, he's straight up hitting on my mother.
Yeah.
Like trying to close the deal and get her back to the Doubletree, the Holodome, as it was called then.
And you didn't like that? Come on, your mom and Joe Diffie? What if it worked out? Right?
Yeah, because Joe Diffie's really in a good position
what if
these
it
days.
Could have been?
Okay, you saw Joe Diffie a couple years ago when he
I
came
did.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. No, I didn't want. Oh, my God. I was
the look
like,
you just gave me is priceless.
I know.
That was, that was the same look I gave Joe Diffie. I was just like, dude, you realize, don't you? That is my mother. And he was like, oh.
She had no say in the matter.
And then,
right?
It doesn't matter. You don't hit on somebody's
oh my
mom
gosh.
Right in front of them. That's the code, man. There's a code.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been going down memory lane talking about some great times we've had at Guitars and Stars shows in the past. And somebody was like, hey, they can't all be home runs. And they go on to ask me if we dealt with any... You know, we had any ego problems with Guitars and Stars of all the people that have come in through the years. And I got to be perfectly honest with you, man. Overwhelmingly, the artists are just really awesome. I mean, they really are. I can only think of one.
Jennifer Nettles.
Yeah.
She came to mind immediately. Yeah.
I was like, is he not going to say anything?
No, she would be the only one in 14 years of working here.
Mm-hmm.
That I would say I was disappointed in.
And that was beforehand, even. Those demands were worked out beforehand. As far as the night of the event, she was pleasant.
Oh, she was?
Well, you know.
Well, I was avoiding her.
I know.
If you were in the stands, you found her very pleasant. She sang her four songs.
Well,
and then she left. That was her deal.
I remember people... being up, even listeners were upset with her because she would not be on the stage with the other acts. Like, because I remember I introduced her. She comes out, introduces the rest of the band, and then she goes back to her trailer.
Yes.
And then came back after everybody else was done singing. It was just weird.
I believe she had a child with her as well. A toddler.
Right.
And
all
she
right.
was
well,
like, well,
cut
you
her
know.
Slack. If that was the case, I guess we could cut her some slack.
Trace Adkins wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
When he hosted a few shows ago.
Yeah, he Remember? Seemed like he didn't want to be there.
Yeah. Who are all these youngsters? You know?
Yeah, I'm so old.
Get off my lawn.
I was on King of the Hill. Yeah, I guess that would be it. I mean, it. Trace wasn't, he didn't diva it. He just didn't want to be there, it seemed like.
So how many artists would you say, a majority of them, I haven't really seen any get intoxicated and out of hand, but have you had those shows?
That's a different list, girl.
Is it?
Ooh-wee. Girl, I just tell you, big and rich.
Did they?
Those guys get it. But they handle their liquor. Like, the drunker they got, the better the show was. We had that one guy. I remember his name, Gary Morris.
Okay.
All right. He was the guy on the lineup, you know, the Jimmy Allen.
Sure.
of this show. And he fell leaving the stage. Like, it was one of those, like, whenever he wasn't singing, he would get up and walk off the stage.
And then come back.
To refill his cup.
Oh,
and then as they were leaving, he was, like, waving and hit the steps and rolled down.
I just know at the last one, Midland had one of them had quite a bit. Remember, he left the door open while he was doing his business and put me in an awkward situation.
How about when Charles Kelly was by himself when he was doing his own solo thing?
Yeah.
He was pretty buzzed.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
I just remember him jumping the fence instead of walking across the stage.
That's pretty buzzed.
To go use the facilities. Yep. He would do this fence jumping thing.
Yeah. Newman, give Jennifer Nettles a break. You never know what she was going through at the time.
Well, we just knew that she had demands. And there aren't many guitars that start who come in with a list of demands.
No. And there are a wake of people left behind her across this nation that will speak to how difficult she can be.
Listen, she's super... Because I offered to babysit. And I could tell by the look on her face.
She didn't go for that?
She didn't go for it. Now, Jody Messina, a few years ago, I did watch her two kids. She was like,
Here's
the bounce house.
She's another one. Jody Messina. Oh, my God. That was a great... This was so long ago, man. But Jody Messina hosted a Guitars and Stars. And Taylor Swift was brand new, shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
You know? It was like her first three songs. She was nominated, and it was still where all the female artists were a little bit resentful of her because she can't sing.
Right.
Jody Messina came in here and was in studio with us the next morning for like 2 hours and just went on this soapbox on how Taylor Swift's a flash in the pan. She will not have any longevity. Bob, the girl cannot sing. Blah, 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 blah. And that was the last we saw Jody Messina until she popped up here at Frost Ridge a couple years back. I guess that's when you babysat.
That's
for
what
her.
I babysat for.
She
her,
was so bitter, man.
Very bitter. But
wow. But she was cool, man. She told it like it was. She didn't, you know, so often in country music, people play the game.
Sure.
But she didn't.
No, there's nothing fake about her. You're going to hear and see how she's feeling right away.
Oh, I love Jody Messina. She was awesome. I remember on the couple times I got to go to Nashville with you guys before they kiboshed us going down there for Fanfare or CMA Music Fest. Jody Messina would always be the first one at the studios. Like, it's 5:30 in the morning. Yep. And she's like, hey, I'm ready to go. Let's get on. Let's get on the radio. Just wildly.
You guys are in your jammies.
Wildly accommodating. And she got hung up in that big lawsuit. And that was another thing she cranked up here, was because she owed the record label another album. It was the one that My Give a Damn was busted, ended up being on. And she thought she had met her obligation with the Greatest Hits album, and they wouldn't let her tour with her bands, and she was in here. She's like, you know, my guys are all broke. They're all collecting unemployment, and I don't know. She just really exposed the business side of the grind, you know, that is making it in music.
The least I could do was watch her kids.
Yeah, were they well
behaved on stage? Of course they were.
Nice.
They were really good.
Nice. Did they walk all over you like your children do?
No? Yes, they did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.